coasters are a marvel. People will fly from all over the world to stand in a two-hour line for a two-minute ride to risk their lives and their lunch. The first roller coaster I ever rode, I rode at 13 years old. It was at Cedar Point here in Ohio, and I rode it right after lunch. Not my smartest decision. When Cedar Point takes another dip into their deep pockets to build another coaster, I have a name for their new coaster. Judah. I know, the name needs a little work. But Judah was a roller coaster country. They served God one year, served idols the next. One king did right, the next king did evil. Judah won, Judah lost. Judah obeyed, Judah rebelled. Judah prospered, Judah suffered. Up and down, down and up. Judah was a roller coaster country. Then they crowned a 16-year-old as king. He still doesn't know that a negative times a negative equals a positive, and he has his finger on the red button. Well, Judah was in for a roller coaster ride. Will this 16-year-old sovereign serve God, or will he serve idols? And they were pleasantly surprised when sophomore Uzziah took the reins and began to reign in righteousness. And when he did, Judah began to prosper. Mighty military, strong walls, deep wells, tall towers. And the preacher was having revival. People were turning back to God. It was the year to remember. Well, that should sound familiar. When the Waterford Crystal bejeweled ball dropped in Times Square on January 1st, 2020, most of us looked at 2020 as the year to remember. Well, it has certainly been the year to remember, just not like we thought. Good day to you, Simplify listeners. I hope you're healthy and safe. You are listening to LJ Harry, and you're listening to This Is the Year on Simplify. God worked through Isaiah and Uzziah to push Judah all the way to the top of the track. But then seemingly overnight, Uzziah plunged Judah from its highest hill to its lowest valley. For 2 Chronicles 26:16 records, "When Uzziah was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple to burn incense upon the altar of incense." Uzziah was the king, but he wasn't a priest, and that was a privilege reserved only for the priests. In one split second, King Uzziah's disobedience plunged him from the throne to his deathbed. And 2 Chronicles 26:21 records, King Uzziah had leprosy until the day he died, and he lived in a separate house, leprous and excluded from the temple of the Lord. That's how that year to remember went for Isaiah. It was against this bleak backdrop that Isaiah wrote chapter 6, and he opened it up with, "It was the year King Uzziah died." That's how Isaiah remembered it. Do you remember that year, Isaiah? I do. That was the year King Uzziah died. What did you see that year, Isaiah? I saw fields of flowers picked for the funeral. I saw thousands of guests bring hundreds of cards and casseroles. I saw lots of people wearing black. And I saw something else. Rather, I should say I saw someone else. In that year, the year King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord. While everyone else just saw a funeral, Isaiah lifted up his eyes and saw the Lord. Well, what did he look like, Isaiah? He was high and lifted up, sitting on his throne. Just because Uzziah fell from his throne didn't mean God fell from his. In the middle of Isaiah's deepest pain, up to that point, God was where he had always been. He was still on his throne, and he was still in control. Long before COVID-19 ever weaseled its way into our lives, God was where he's always been. He was sitting on his throne, high and lifted up. And today, if you could peel back the clouds and look millions of miles into the heavens, you would see him like Isaiah saw him. You would see him still high and lifted up, still sitting on his throne, still God, and still in control. He's not wringing his hands in worry. There's not even a bead of sweat on his forehead. Our God is not worried about the things that worry us because he's still on his throne. He's still in control. Now, Isaiah didn't deny that Uzziah was gone. He didn't deny that this was going to be a king carousel where one king may come after another and it could take a long time before they find a righteous sovereign again. We don't deny we're in different times, but if we can see through eyes of faith, we'll see not only what we see right now. We won't only see masks and gloves and hand sanitizer on every hand. We will see also the Lord. Long after COVID-19 is just a weird, unbelievable memory that we're going to tell our kids and grandkids one day, God will still be where He's always been. He will still be high and lifted up, still sitting on His throne, and the train of His robe will still fill the temple. We've got a few months left to label 2020. And I know how much of the world is labeling it. They're labeling it as the year to forget, not the year to remember. Labeling it as the year of COVID-19, or the year of George Floyd, or the year of hashtag defund the police, or the year of protest rallies, or the year of riots, or the year of Chaz in Seattle. They're labeling it all kinds of things. But I believe God's church can say, this is the year I saw the Lord. This is the year we had to go online for our services and we couldn't pray for anybody in the altar calls. And yet, in spite of all of those limitations on us, God still filled people with His Spirit in their living room, in their car. This could be the year we say, I saw the sovereignty of God like I've never seen it before. And I realize God doesn't need our methods and our techniques. He just needs somebody to be hungry for Him. And He will do what He has to do, move heaven and earth if He has to fill them with His Spirit. It can be the year we saw the Lord return lost friends and families back to right relationship with Him. It can be the year we see the Lord show Himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward Him. This can be the year we see the Lord. Don't just see crude signs advertising closed businesses and see tape marks on the floor 6 feet apart. Lift your eyes higher. Peel back the clouds, see through eyes of faith, and see what Isaiah saw. And you and I will see that the Lord is still high and lifted up. He's still sitting on His throne, and His train still fills the temple. I think this would be a good time just to thank the Lord right now that He is still in control. Jesus, we thank You. You are in control. You're the Almighty God. You've not lost any power. No matter what has happened or what will happen the remainder of this year, we know You're still where You've always been, still high and lifted up. Help us as Your church to lift You up with our praise, with our worship. Help us to exalt You. Help us to magnify You in such a way that the world around You will see You as You are, as we see You as You are. Jesus, we love You. We worship You. And all our faith and hope are in You. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to Simplify. I hope this episode has encouraged and blessed you. I hope from now on you see this year as a year God wants to show Himself strong to His church, to His people, and that we will live a life that demonstrates the holiness and the righteousness and the power of God to the world around us so they will see the Lord as He is. If this episode's been a blessing to you, please share it with somebody. Tell them about the episode. Tell them about Simplify. Tell them about the 52-week devotional called Simplify from which this podcast is launched. And let them know they can pick it up on PentecostalPublishing.com. Also, they can pick it up on Amazon. It's called Simplify, and it's a 52-week devotional that walks us closer with God. I want to congratulate all of our Simplify listening family. We just crested 30,000 downloads, so give yourselves a hand. Congratulations on crossing over 30,000 downloads and letting this be part of your devotional walk to help you get closer to God. Next week, I want to share with you a devotion called Who Needs Hobab? It's something that the Lord has been dealing with me about for the last little while now, and I want to share it with you in hopes to be a blessing and a help to you. Who needs Hobab? Who in the world is Hobab? We'll find out next week. I look forward to that. And always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.